Pot, dacha, cannabis, CBD, these are all words that have become buzzwords, both from an economic perspective, and they're highly political and contested. We're very excited, of course, in South Africa as we watch other countries earn massive revenues from a tax perspective, as well as for invested manufacturers and cultivators, and presenting us to us a new stream of revenue in very difficult economic times. We were therefore thrilled to speak on Monday to one of the owners of the Polka Dry Farm in Stellenbosch, who has actually recently received one of the early licenses for the commercial cultivation, or they're a commercial company, but the commercial cultivation of cannabis. We received a very firm statement in the media from SAHPRA, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, suggesting that our interview was misleading, and therefore extended the opportunity for the authority to come forward and help us get clarity on the issue, just so that we can make sure that we get our ducks in a row and our expectations correct. Joining me, therefore, is Mumina Omarji, Names and Scheduling Unit Head of SAHPRA. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Mumina. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe. Your initial media release that I've just spoken about has been followed up with one that's a little bit more, I guess, muted than the first hard-hitting one. Won't you just take us through what the changes here have been?
Okay, so we're just clarifying in the statement the conditions around the authorization or the, I wouldn't say license, but the authorization permit that was given to the Stellenbosch Polka Dry Farm. So that license was issued to them, or that authorization was issued to them for the cultivation of cannabis solely for the purposes of medicinal use.
Yes.
It does not speak to the commercial cultivation for non-medicinal use, or even for research purposes for that matter. So
okay,
all that authorization means is that they can cultivate cannabis for medicinal use.
All right. So I think there was a misunderstanding, because that wasn't what Leslie Zettler was suggesting either. So it's a commercial entity, Fellbridge, which is the actual entity under which the license has been given by SAHPRA. And it does not imply that just because it's a commercial entity that's cultivating, that it's necessarily going to be for the sale. I think he was quite clear on mentioning that it was that there was a great medical opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So we just wanted it to be in the public space that it is specifically for, it is for commercial commercialization on a large scale, but it's specifically for medicinal use and not for the non-medicinal aspects.
Of course, recreational has not been legislated as yet, and it's not legal in this country at all, except, you know, from a commercial perspective, excuse me. So just out of interest, are all the licenses that are currently issued only for research purposes? Or you clarified that it is also for commercial use in a medical space.
The five sites that have received positive recommendations for the granting of these licenses, obviously with cultivation conditions attached, just means that they've met the acceptable level of compliance as prescribed in the guidelines that have currently been implemented and published. But they all have the same authorization permit and the same positive recommendation for the cultivation of cannabis for medicinal use.
Okay, and from a regulatory perspective, at national and at regional level, that generally tends to indicate a decent expectation of success. Am I right? I mean, in terms of their ability to raise capital and begin research and development in this regard.
I would expect so, but I can't really speak to the capital raised from the perspective of the organizations that have received these positive recommendations. What SAHPRA is looking at, and what SAHPRA's mandate is to ensure the quality, safety, and efficacy of the products coming out and the cultivation of the herbal starting materials.
Just to be clear, when a positive recommendation comes through, what is the likelihood of success of licensing?
Obviously, there will be a final inspection once the farm is up and running. There would be a final inspection to say, yes, you are compliant with everything. You're compliant with your site master files. You're compliant with in terms of personnel. you are compliant in terms of security, and you're also producing a reproducible quality product at the end of the day. So it does all depend on all these aspects, but at a final inspection, the success rate would be, if you're following and you are compliant with all the regulations and compliant with the guidelines, the success rate would be reasonably high.
Okay. And if I have this, and understanding the parameters of legalities in South Africa, but I wanted to produce it in South Africa for export, let's say, to a country where recreational commercial purposes exist, is that within the ambit of the licensing?
Within the ambit of the licensing, you get this. There's two facets to the license. It's a Section 22, a permit that allows you access to a Schedule 7 substance. In this terms, it's cannabis. And then you get a Section 22C license that allows you the cultivation and the import and the export.
Yes.
So within the conditions of your license or your authorization that you've received, it would be quite clear what your conditions are. So you would say, yes, I am able to import. Yes, I am able to export. So
okay.
You can export to the countries, for example, Canada, but then you've got to be compliant with their requirements as well in terms of safety, quality, and efficacy.
Okay, so it's worthwhile for me, for example, meeting the requirements for that SAPRO seeks to create some sort of a cultivation commercial entity that can service the medical fraternity here in South Africa as well as the recreational elsewhere in the country where it's legal.
For medicinal purposes and not recreational purposes. So the license is, again, to cultivate cannabis for medicinal purposes for export to other countries.
I see. An example, okay. So the medicinal constraint.
And then Canada only allows import into the country of cannabis for medicinal use.
Got you. And then where can our listeners get advice on medical cannabis and what products are available in South Africa? When will we see medical cannabis products available here?
Currently, unfortunately, there is no registered medicinal product that contains cannabis or THC or CBD in South Africa. But you can legally obtain them through a Section 21 authorization. That's currently available, that the provisions of the Act are currently available to the consumer or to the public. With time, I would assume that companies would put in registration applications or submissions to SAPRA to then evaluate the actual product for safety, quality, and efficacy, and then allow for that product to be registered on the South African market.
I see.
But you've got to follow the registration process for a medicine in South Africa.
And how long does that take, more or less?
Over the year, we've tried to improve efficiencies in our registration procedure. I can't give you a timeline at the moment as to what that registration procedure would be, but we have increased efficiencies in how we register and reprocess our and re-engineered our registration processes.
Does SAPRA have any sort of oversight over whether or not we can invest in these companies that have received these five licenses? Was that something completely separate and not governed by SAPRA?
Unfortunately, yes, SAPRA cannot make a determination on that.
Okay, that's great.
No. Mandate.
Okay, excellent. And what websites can listeners go to, or can we go to understand the laws and the development of the laws around cannabis in South Africa overall?
SAPRA has a website, so you can go to the website, which is www.sapra.org.za, and SAPRA is SAHPRA. And you can find the guidelines, the current guidelines dealing with the cultivation of cannabis for medicinal use. Any other press releases also gets published onto the website, but you can always contact either the regulatory compliance unit or the communications persons responsible to try and find out additional information with respect to cannabis and any pharmaceutical products for that matter.
And finally, how much is the process of getting licensed? One of our listeners is curious.
To be honest with you, I'm not currently sure of what the actual license fee is, but that is also available on the SAPRA website because we have fee structure.
Okay. So that's sahpra.org.za.
Yes.
All right. A long journey that we'll be taking alongside SAPRA, and hopefully we get to the full freedoms of cultivation and of cannabis and the like here. Thank you so much for helping us clarify that.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, then. That's Mumina Omarji, who's the Names and Scheduling Unit Head at SAHPRA.